Welcome, Bucks fans. My name is Aaron Schnitzer, diehard Bucks fan and the host of the Pewter Pirates podcast, and today we will be discussing the Week 8 matchup between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bucks are coming into this one after an unbelievable 59-yard kick by Chandler Catanzaro in overtime to lift the Bucks over the Browns by a score of 26-23. Let's get into it. The Bucks have been one of the NFL's top offenses, putting up staggering numbers in the passing game. But in the running game, the Bucks would like to improve. But with running back Peyton Barber expected to play, but dealing with an ankle injury, expect Ronald Jones to get a heavy workload on Sunday and see if he could prove to offensive coordinator Todd Monken and head coach Dirk Cutter that he should be the primary back moving forward. Look for Jameis on Sunday to continue to throw to his big receivers such as Mike Evans, Deshaun Jackson, O.J. Howard, Chris Godwin, Cameron Brait, and more in order to give the Bucks a shot at coming away with a victory. On the other hand, the defense. They've been atrocious all season, coming into this game ranked dead last in the NFL. What makes it even worse is that Gerald McCoy and Vinny Curry will both be inactive Sunday. That gives Vita Vey and Carl Nassib the opportunity once again to show what they can do. To go along with these injuries, the Bucks announced that linebacker Quan Alexander is out for the season with a torn ACL. That's a devastating blow because they lost the captain of their defense and the most vocal player in the locker room. This week will be tough with a depleted Bucks defense going up against a surging Cincinnati Bengals offense headlined by quarterback Andy Dalton, wide receiver AJ Green, and of course running back Joe Mixon. My prediction for this game is that Jameis gets the offense rolling early, throwing two first quarter touchdowns to Big Mike, but Cincinnati comes storming back from down big in the second half. But the Bucks hold on to win 33-30. Be sure to be on the lookout for more episodes each week. But until now, I'm your host, Aaron Schnitzer, signing off. Peace.